The Nicky Byrne Show with Jenny Green on 2FM.
Proudly sponsored by Aldi. We've dropped our prices on hundreds of products. Even more reasons to swap to Aldi today.
About the Rose of Tralee?
We have.
Are you breathing?
No, I didn't. I actually got... No, I wasn't. I took a breath. Sorry. It was nothing to do. Sorry. I just put a chewing gum in a cup and I took a breath. Is that allowed?
Shane Kenny's on line one. Good morning, Shane. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Not too bad. Can I just say, before we explain to everybody who you are, what a speech, lad. What an acceptance speech last night.
Thanks so much. As you can see, I practiced it loads.
Shane Kenny is the 2015 Escort, Rose of Tralee Escort of the Year, and picked himself up a nice, snazzy Newbridge silverware watch and loads of knives and forks, just in case he didn't need them.
And some money.
Oh, a grand in cash.
Yeah, grand in cash.
Right, Shane, what bar are we going to?
Sorry, what did you say? I'm in the back of the bus here of the Rose Tour.
Hang on a second. Are you on the bus with all the lads?
Yeah, we're basically, I'm on the bus.
We have a Rose
bus here at the moment.
Okay.
Actually, hold on. I'll be able to get all the escorts and the Rose. Give a big cheer here.
Well, no, hang on. Shane.
Yes.
You need to do more than that for me. I want you to start the song off, The Wheels on the Bus. Are you ready?
Okay.
Go.
We have to start The Wheels on the Bus. Go round and round, round and round, round and round. The Wheels on the Bus, go round and round, all the way round.
Woo!
Okay.
Yeah!
The next line is, the driver on the bus says, move along, please. Kick off you go.
What's this?
The driver on the bus says, move along, please. Go, take it away.
The driver on the bus says, move along, please. Move along, please. Move along, please. The driver on the bus says, move along, please. Yeah, you can hear there's some fabulous singers on the bus.
Oh, listen.
Brilliant. So listen, how has the week, or the couple of weeks, been for you so far?
It's been absolutely exceptional. It's surpassed any expectation that I could have had. I mean, I've grown up with the festival all my life, and you know, this year I just decided on my year out that I heard good things about going for escort, doing escorting for the Roses, and I'd say I'm essentially a Tralee man myself. I nearly live out the road here in the spa. I'm about 10 miles out the road, and it's just a bonus being even picked to be an escort, and just to have, you know, all this happen has just been, you know, I'm absolutely in awe of what's happened over the past 24 hours, and indeed, like, the past 2 weeks has been fabulous. The Roses have been wonderful, and you know, they're nearly over the hump now with you know, the interview, they have all the interviews done, and you know, the TV night, obviously tonight will be the last night of it anyway for RT, but you know, it's just an exceptional couple of weeks. I've made fantastic friends for life, and as they say, it's surpassed any expectation I could have had.
And tell me this, Shane, it's one thing actually being an escort, but being voted by the Roses as the escort of the year, because it was just the 32 Roses that voted, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, there was actually a mix of the 32 Roses plus the escorts as well.
The lads as well?
Yeah, the lads also had a vote. So, as I say, like, I don't know what qualities I brought to the table that made them all vote for me for number one, but all I can say is that, you know, it could easily have been any of the other lads. They're all fantastic individuals. They've all worked really hard over the course of this the past few weeks, and you know, and looking very well on TV lights and the whole lot. So you know, it's just exceptional to be part of this festival, and to make a wonderful group of friends that we have here.
And can I ask you, Shane, has there been any fighting amongst the escorts over any of the roses in particular?
Oh, there's been no fighting over roses.
Oh,
I can assure you that. But there might have been
Cadbury's roses.
There might have been a fighting over a bit of bam there when we're trying to get out the door after a bit of a shave or something. But that's about it, really.
Listen,
we're all getting on very well.
Shane, there is an escort there who grew up in the same part of Dublin as me. His name is Keith Lally. If you know Keith, tell him I have a message from his mammy that she misses him terribly, and. And make sure you pass this out. She missed him terribly, and she'll have his washing and ironing and the dinner on the table when he gets home, okay?
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, I'll tell you this much. Keith Lally has been, he's been a fantastic escort down here at the festival, and, you know, he looks after himself. You can tell Mammy he looks after himself. He was down here in CH Chemist in Tralee the other day, and we were kind of, like, doing promotional stuff for the pharmacy, and we were kind of, like, painting nails for various shoppers and things, but not very well. But he's got the opportunity to get his eyebrows done, so they're very sorry on fleek at
he
the moment.
He did not. He'll absolutely hate me now
for saying that.
We won't tell anyone, Shane.
He's a wonderful guy though. You know, he's great.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. Terrible soccer player, by the way.
Oh, nasty.
Shane Kenny, very listen, lovely. 2015 Escort of the Year in the Rose of Tralee. Well done, Shane Kenny, everybody.
Thanks so much.
Cheers, Shane.
Thank you so much.
Bye.